Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 20-9, a quarter-final beckons, Darren.
Absolutely, Audrey. Good morning. The Irish women's team are through to the last eight of the Rugby World Cup, and that's after a 43-27 win against Spain. It's the first time that an Irish women's team has made the knockout stages of this tournament since 2014. They ran in seven tries, so on the attacking front, looking very, very good, but at times looked under pressure defensively. Certainly lots of work to do ahead of the final pool game against New Zealand, and that'll be at the weekend, and that will decide top spot. Michael Corcoran has been speaking to Eve Higgins.
Like, obviously we won't be happy with a lot of that performance, but at the end of the day we've gotten through to a quarter final now with a game in hand, and that was always the aim. It was to go performance on performance, and the fact that we came away now today after a tough opposition, being the Spanish, you know, like, we knew they're going to fight for everything, they were going to go to the final whistle as they always do. And yeah, like, obviously there's a lot of things to work on, but I think we'll enjoy tonight the fact that we've made it into a quarter final and be really excited ahead of New Zealand next week.
And with the greatest respect to the two teams you've played, and we do give them respect, I mean, there is a sense of a kind of a step up from here on in terms of phase one done, phase two upcoming.
Yeah, 100%. You're going against the defending champions, you know, New Zealand next week, and it's going to be a huge challenge for us, but all we want to do is every time we go in against opposition is focus on ourselves, focus on what we can do. And the last time we played them, you know, in WXV1 in Canada, you know, that we came out on top from our processes. So, it's going to be a tough game next week, but we're going to be excited about it.
Yeah, that's Eve Higgins there with Michael. Shamrock Rovers beat Drogheda United 2-1 in the SSE or Trissy League Premier Division last night. Matt Healy and Josh Hoonahan with the goals there. Two super strikes as well. Rovers now 9 points clear at the top of the table. Stephen Bradley's been speaking to John Kenny, and he's confirmed that Jack Byrne is going to the Middle East on a loan move, and he'll be there until November. And he says there is no truth in some reports that there's been a falling out between himself and the player.
Me and Jack have a brilliant relationship, nothing but respect for him. He's been brilliant for this football club. We've been good for him. Jack's just at a place where he wants to play every minute of every game, and right now I can't offer him that, like, you know. And that's what it's come down to. And he's gone there to play until November. He has a year left. We'll sit down in November and decide what happens from then. But like I said, there's no issues with Jack. He's been brilliant for this club. We've been good for him. And he's gone to play football. And come November, like I said, we'll sit down and have a lunch and have a chat.
Happy position to be in 9 clear now?
Yeah, delighted where we are.
Out of the break as well?
Yeah, and give us a chance to get Connor back, and then we're ready to go after the break. So, we haven't got a league, we haven't got a European game for a few weeks, so it allows us just to focus on the cup and the three domestic games after that.
Wexford are the All-Ireland Cup winners after beating Bohemians on penalties in the final. The sides finished 1-1 after 90 minutes, went straight to spot kicks then. Lauren Dwyer was delighted with the result. She's been speaking to T.G. Carr.
Unbelievable, still a bit shocked that we won. I was still standing there when the fifth penalty went in, and I was like, why are we celebrating? They still have one more, but Maria pulled it out of the bag. It was unbelievable. Nerve-wracking, but unbelievable. The girls absolutely pulled it out of the bag, and I kind of never doubted that we'd either get another goal or, you know, it'd go to penalties, and thankfully it's gone our way in the penalties. It's a 50-50 chance in penos, but I'm just delighted to be on the winning team.
Yeah, well done to them. Great scenes in Ferry-Carrick Park there, despite the strong winds. Liverpool beat Arsenal 1-0 in the big game in the Premier League yesterday. Dominic Szoboszlai, he scored an absolute peach of a free kick that sealed the win. Poor enough game in all, but that is 3 wins from 3 for the champions, who are top of the table at this very early stage of the season. Been widely reported this morning that Newcastle have agreed to sell Alexander Isak to Liverpool for €150 million. Manager Arne Slot gave very little away on that front when asked about any more incoming signings after the game.
Let's wait and see. I don't think it's a surprise that we are trying to look to see if we can strengthen the squad. But if that is not possible, we are more than happy to do it with this team, because this team has shown that they can compete. The only thing we have to find out is if we are going to go to a program with so many games, 2 a week or 3 a week, depends on how you want to see it. If that's enough then as well. But again, like I said, very happy with the team we are having, and they showed it again today.
Manchester City have lost again, this time a 2-1 defeat to Brighton. So that's back-to-back defeats for them in the new Premier League season. West Ham, 3-0 winners against Nottingham Forest. That's a massive win for them. Crystal Palace also were 3-0 winners against Aston Villa. And Villa goalkeeper Emiliano Martinez not in the Villa squad. He has been linked with a move to Manchester United. This was his manager Unai Emery's response to questions about his whereabouts before the game yesterday.
Marco Bizzotto.
Where is Emi Martinez, though?
Marco Bizzotto.
Will he be your future goalkeeper?
Marco Bizzotto.
One of the most peculiar pre-match interviews I've ever seen. Marco Bizzotto is the sub-goalkeeper, yeah. Played the game yesterday, let in 3 goals, but I don't think his manager is happy, is he, Unai Emery? Celtic and Rangers played out a scoreless draw in Scotland. Brilliant news from the cycling in Belgium. Katie George Dunleavy and her pilot Linda Kelly claimed the road race yesterday in the Paris Cycling World Championships. The pair won the time trial gold on Friday, so great to see them in such great form. In tennis, Carlos Alcaraz, Novak Djokovic and Elena Rybakina, they are among those to qualify for the quarterfinals of the US Open last night. And finally in motorsport, Oscar Piastri has won the Dutch Grand Prix.